The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots.
I wanted to get the silence your voices in there. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or evening, depending on where you're at. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 21st of August, 2018. 21st of August. I swear, folks. You know, is it just my imagination? Are we having so much fun that time is just slipping away?
I don't know.
By the way, we're going to have updates. The ship that won't sink, September 8th, this is going to be held. There's a new location that was scouted out and secured, and a backup to that location, just in case. It's kind of right down the block, but at any rate, we'll make an announcement. I've got to get this. This is the first time we had to have hide and go peek with an event. That's how serious this is getting, folks. Little tree monkey left-leaners out there are just, they've gotten the word. Go to work. Whack-a-mole these people. We can do this. Yeah. You know, there are folks out there with lower thresholds of tolerance. And we always urge them to be peaceful because look what we've done in this country. We've raised militias. We have protested. We have done a lot of stuff. And nobody gets killed, and we don't smash windows, and we don't get up in cops' faces and call them pigs and things of that nature. Although, well, I'll just leave that go with that statement. So it behooves all of us, and I don't care if you're still on Facebook and somebody gets in your face because you posted something that made them feel uncomfortable. Whack them back. Do it intellectually. Put a few more words in there. The expletives don't really do the job because when you do that, they've already won. If you press a liberal or a communist too much past the bumper sticker cliches that they present in an argument, and you keep asking the question why, you're going to find out that these people are pretty empty-headed. And then they resort to anger. Once they're trapped with their no-knowledge, I-don't-know-nothing ass-hat arguments, then they get angry at you. And I would suggest that once you pointed out their cultural deficiencies and whatever else, that you just smile at them and wish them a nice day. These people are not going to stop. They are not going to stop, folks. Any more than Donald Trump is going to stop tweeting. I would have preferred him to look more presidential, had his fireside chat on the major medias, which would have drove them absolutely nuts. Imagine this, that if Fox News was picking up his half-hour monthly presentation to the people, bypassing the press, Now, for ratings and viewership, just those purposes, monetizing this stuff, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, the rest of them would have to carry it. If the president's going to address the nation, they got to cover it. And I would have preferred that he did that rather than just keep repeating the off, you know, the lying media or the fake news. You know, okay, we got that. Can we go on to a new campaign? How about one directly to the American people? And we have a standard for this. It's been done before. When in this country only had radio, and for some of the generations listening to the show, radio is television without pictures. I heard Mike Rivera on his program today mention pinballs, and he says, if you're old enough to remember pinballs. And I'm thinking, was it that damn long ago? You know, computerized games and all that stuff, first-person shooter and all that wang-bang and, you know, the Dolby surround on your 5.1 stereos and all goody gumdrop. But for me, I always found it fascinating to play pinball, and I was pretty damn good at it. A little bouncing ball, and you get free games, and, you know, you made an investment in it. It isn't like buying a game and then, oh, okay, well, I lost. I reset. Okay, I lost again. You know, you put a quarter in there, so you'd fight for your quarter's worth. And if you're good enough, you're rewarded with free games. I can remember one pinball machine I used to play, and it wasn't easy. I think it was the Harley Davidson one. And I'd put one quarter in it, and I'd play it until I got sick of it, because I kept getting free games. But anyhow, that's kind of off the news track here. But I think Mr. Trump should... And this is the first guy that's done it. So, there, and again, there's no comparative basis here. This is the first president that has tweeted. And it's kind of unprecedented. But I think it would be more effective. You know, the argument against Trump, oh, he's not professional. He's not this. He's not that. Mike, how long did he do the Apprentice show? Well, how many seasons? Find out, because I'd be interested to know. And, you know, reality shows, as rigged as they are, and that's fine. It was in 04, and when did it end? Oh, he quit in season, so he was on there for 15 years? Okay. But it had more than, okay, all right, gotcha. At any rate, I think this would be a perfect opportunity for the president, and he could consider, and you know what? Forget the script writers. Forget the political writers, okay? What we need is the real Donald Trump. And I would suggest that he do his fireside chat. And I don't know, is there any federal laws against him buying his own airtime? Ross Perot did it when he was running for president. He got up there for 30 minutes, unabated, commercial-free. Nobody asking questions and nobody demanding or throwing him off the track. Now he got up there and did a spiel. I think that was even the campaign. You hear that giant sucking sound? That's your jobs moving to Mexico. Yeah, we knew that. And how has that worked out for us? So at any rate. You know, here's something I wanted to cover the other day, and I just didn't have enough time to do it. Y'all know what's happening in South Africa. Now, the latest stories that are coming out is the South African government is offering compensatory payment to farmers for taking their land. And I cannot confirm that that is the case. But they are taking the farmers' land. Now, this is how screwed up this is. You know, the Germans and the Dutch and, well, a lot of white people went to South Africa. There was a lot of resource there. There was a labor force. They said, hey, let's set up shop. Let's do a little bit of business. So they did. And they were quite successful. And then we had the kind of communist takeover in Africa, all across Africa. It wasn't just South Africa. And while the media here in this country was lauding, oh, how great, you know, these leaders of South Africa, they were really fronts for the communists. And you know how communists hate that individuality, you know, keeping your itty-bitty and keeping the government out of your business. You know, that wasn't good. Now, initially, when there was stuff in the pot that they could redistribute, yeah, it worked out. But when you don't have the providers providing the goods, there's less and less to spread around. Always happens. And they can't quite seem to figure this out. Now, what's going to happen next, I would predict, in South Africa, because they're so great at running things, I would suspect that there's going to be food shortages in South Africa. Because if this was not the case, why weren't they buying their own farms and doing their own farming? Why do they got to move in and take or destroy what somebody else has built, claim it it's theirs, and then promptly run it into the ground? See, it's like that with all communists. And here in this country, you ought to just get away from calling them lefties or socialists or whatever the case may be and just call them what they are, communist. And they don't seem to get it. Good news on this front is the black people in this country are starting to get the idea that they've been sold down the slavery river by the politicians that claimed that they were in there fighting for them. Yeah, with a how many years long battle fighting for them, and things got worse and worse and worse and worse. You know, I was just reading an article today in way south Chicago that two teenagers were found shot dead in a field. It was a shortcut taken by the neighborhood to a party store or whatever, well-worn path. And somebody was walking along and happened to see, I guess, something sticking out of the weeds, and it happened to be two young people that were murdered. And one of the women that were there actually took care of one of the deceased, slept in their bed, ate at their table. She was just absolutely beside herself. You know, I mean, folks, if you were to describe a scenario such as this, let's climb in Mr. Sherman's Wayback Machine here. You go back 50 years and you tell people a story like that of what's going on in Chicago. You know, this is what's going to happen in the future. They'd have you locked up. They'd call you crazy. Well, the insanity is ruling in Chicago. And really nobody's talking about it, at least in the political spectrum. And the communists can't really touch the story because that's some of the most stringent gun control laws in the country. And they are still finding ways to kill each other with guns. Isn't that fascinating? And, of course, we had the intentional drops of guns in Chicago thanks to an ex-gangsta in Chicago who said, you know what, this is nuts. I'm getting the hell out. He went to Vegas. Settled down, got a job, earning a living. Doesn't have to worry about being shot at. Well, let me take that back. He has less of a worry of being shot at in Las Vegas. But he spilled the beans. He said, look, guns were intentionally, automatic weapons were intentionally being dropped in dumpsters and alleys in Chicago. Nobody knew where they were coming from, but man, they sure were distributed. So we had a little help here in the murder incorporated in Chicago. And folks, you know, we hear stuff like this and go, yeah, guys, you know, that's terrible. But I'm sorry, I had to hit my mute button. My secretary's getting carried away on the phone. At any rate, you know, we hear these things, and then we hear them, we acknowledge them, and then we kind of dismiss them. You know, but it really got me. It brought a human element to this that the woman, one of the women out there, knew one of the dead kids and had actually been in her house, and she took care of him for a while, slept in one of their beds, and, as I said, ate at their table. I mean, kids just starting out in life, and folks, I think we've all noted that life is grand, but life is really short. These kids were just getting a start. Now it's ended. If you let this stuff in, I mean, it really gets to you. I've got to parse this out a little bit here and a little bit there. Otherwise, I'd be a walking shambles. You know, in my broadcast, I've tried to rein in my temper, but just sometimes I can't contain myself. I literally cannot. And it's something I don't like to do. I'm not going to apologize for my passion. But if it upsets a few people out there, well, I'm sorry I upset you. Some people, they enjoy it. So, why do I have this on my screen? Karen Smith from Radio Free South Africa. Karen Smith.
Hi. I was quite amazed to hear you speaking about South Africa, and I'm very pleased that people are getting the message out there. And you were talking about Chicago now. And
Karen, let's back up here. Are you a talk show host?
I have a blog talk radio show.
Okay. And
a TV show once a week.
Okay, and you're located in South Africa?
No, I'm located in Texas.
Okay.
That's the only way that I can speak out.
Yeah. you might end up with one of those things, tire neckties with the gasoline?
Necklacing, yes.
Yeah.
Necklacing.
Yeah. At any rate, please, go ahead.
So I don't know if you know the latest of what is happening in South Africa with the expropriation of land without compensation. Now, they've been taking farms away and murdering people in South Africa, white people in South Africa, for 25 years now. But they decided that they're not getting the land quick enough. So they're going to change the constitution so they can take land, which means your home, your furniture, your intellectual property, your vehicle, everything you own. They can take it without compensation. And the Zulu King, who lives in Zululand and lives on a huge, the most productive area in South Africa, stood up and said, if you touch my land, there's going to be a war with the Zulus. And the president of South Africa, President Ramaphosa, said, no, we're not taking black people's land, only white people. Now, there are around 70 million people in South Africa, and approximately 3.5 million whites. And of that 3.5 million, 1 million plus are living in sordid conditions because they don't get any government aid whatsoever. And businesses are not allowed to donate to white charities. So a white orphanage had to close down because they were about 75% white, and the government cut aid to them, and all businesses can't give to them. So they had to close down, and there were about 75 children, babies, whose parents had mostly been murdered, who had nowhere to go. And you can't adopt white children in South Africa. You have to adopt 8 black children before you can get a white child. So it's a terrible, terrible situation there. And they are now taking your white people's property without a penny's compensation. And what the financial institutions have said, well, you signed the mortgage with us. So whether they take your land or don't, you are still responsible for the mortgage.
Now, I didn't think I'd hear myself say these words, but for the first time, I'm cheering the bankers.
That the people are responsible for the mortgage.
Oh, the people. But doesn't that mean, okay, now hold on here. Karen,
the person who signed the mortgage.
The person that signed the mortgage that got pulled off their land and it got it stolen, that they're still responsible for something they know no longer have in their possession. All right, hey Karen, I've got to take this break. Hang on a second, please. We'll take a 3-minute break. And I didn't expect this today, folks. It is most welcome. This subject hasn't been covered enough. And as you just heard this woman, you know, this has been going on for 25 years. I'm sure there's much more information to be gleaned out of this conversation. We'll be back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are back. I have a little update here from my producer. You've recently been on Steve Elkin's program, correct?
Yes, I have. He's had me on a number of times.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So you were living in South Africa?
I lived there for 58 years, yes.
58 years. And when did you leave?
7 years ago.
You know, every once in a while, I would see stories that somehow leak through the controlled media, and
yeah.
Dead people that were attacked in their own homes. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. And my contention, Karen, has always been, it's because of the communist leadership in Africa that these things have happened. Is that a correct?
Yes, it is.
It is because
during the apartheid years, we were fighting two wars. We were fighting an internal terrorist war led by Nelson and Winnie Mandela, and an external war against the communists. So the ANC's armed wing, called Umkhonto Sizwe, which means the spear of the nation, they were being trained by Russians and Cubans, and we were fighting them on the Angolan border to stop them coming through Southwest Africa, which is now Namibia, and coming into South Africa. So they were being trained in terrorist tactics, etc. Now, the previous president, who was ousted earlier this year, Jacob Zuma. He was high up in Mkhonto Sizwe. And Cyril Ramaphosa, who is the present president, he was also one of them. He was a great friend of Nelson Mandela. So the whole lot of them are communist-trained. They are communists. They believe in complete... the state must own everything. But that only goes so far. They are robbing the country blind. The fraud and the terrible things that are going on there. The first world country that was the breadbasket of Africa has turned into, as President Trump is reputed to have said, a shithole. And it really is. The roads are more potholes than roads. There is electricity blackouts for a week. And how do you run a business or a home, a security system, your telephone, whatever, if you have no electricity for a week? The water purification plants have been allowed to go to pot. There is sewage streaming into the rivers. It is a mess. The gangs of unemployed blacks, because black unemployment is about 59%. They have nothing to do all day. So they're wandering around looking for trouble. They burn the trains. So a train is a bit late this morning, and that's the main commuter network, and they burn it because it's late. So tomorrow they wait for the same train, which is now not coming because they burned it yesterday. They burn the station down. They want free education, so they burn down the universities and the schools. It is a nightmare. And in 25 years, 85,000 white people have been horribly tortured to death by gangs of blacks. And it is going on to this day, and the world is paying no attention whatsoever to it and just pretending that everything's wonderful, and it's not right, and it has to stop.
Well, 85,000 white people, and in what time span did you say?
25 years.
I would classify that as being a genocide, would you not?
Yes. Genocide Watch, which is a very left-leaning organization run from the USA, he went to South Africa under duress from a bunch of journalists, and he went and his report said that we are at stage 6 of 8 stages of genocide, which is a preparation stage. Stage 7 is the actual genocide, and stage 8 is when we cover it up and lie about it. And we were disarmed by the ANC as soon as they came into power. They took all the white firearms away. They disbanded the commandos who took care of the farmers. It's just, you go to call the police because somebody's been slaughtered in your house, and they don't come. They just don't come. They say, we haven't got petrol for our cars, or, as they told my mother, can you identify your attackers by name? My mom said, are you demented? They haven't come. They haven't come 5 years later. So, you know, the police are involved in a lot of these robberies and murders. The guns are sold by the police, the guns that were handed in by the legal owners. They sold to criminals. They rent it out for about $10 a day to criminals by the police. I mean, there is nowhere to turn to, and there's not a country in this world that will take these people in as refugees.
You know, the media would report on Nelson Mandela and Winnie Mandela. They couldn't get enough of them. They couldn't applaud them loud enough.
Uh-huh.
The ANC, never anything derogatory. So if this has been going on for 25 years. The United Nations has sent troops into Africa before for peacekeeping purposes, or so they stated. Why have they become deaf, dumb, and blind in this 25-year period where we're talking about 85,000 people being murdered?
Well, there are 52 murders a day in South Africa,
okay.
Every single day.
Hang on 1 second. I've got to take this break. You probably can't hear the bump, and we'll have a long segment here. Karen Smith, Radio Free South Africa. Gee, I wonder why the American media doesn't cover this. Oh, that's because they're run by the same damn communist.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence.
Story hit yesterday where Karen, they said that, the landowners in South Africa are being compensated. And I read that, yeah, they're being confiscated. They're calling for 300,000 gun owners to turn over their weapons to the state.
Yes.
And when
what happened was when they first came into power, when the apartheid government was in power, we had to have gun licenses. So they had a database of every gun owner. So the ANC inherited this gun database and said we had to turn them in. Now, most people did, on the understanding that we would get a new license under the new government and get those guns back. Well, people have been waiting 25 years for the license. Now, some people did. Those 300,000 that they're wanting us to turn in are people who were lucky enough to get licenses, but they have to be renewed. It's not a lifelong license. So what they did was they messed people around with the date for renewal as long as they could. They kept changing the date and making excuses, and then the office wasn't open and all kinds of things. So people missed the deadline for renewal. So what they've said now is, oh, well, you don't have a license anymore, turn in your guns, which means that even those few that had licenses are now disarmed.
This is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen. And the cover-up, I mean, you know, I can understand the media maybe missing some important stories, but how do you miss a story such as this for a quarter of a century?
Well, what I think is that South Africa was a blueprint for the rest of the world. So they rolled these things out slowly, slowly, slowly in South Africa to see if somebody would step in or if people would revolt or if the rest of the world would take notice and stop it, which nobody did. So now it's rolled out in Europe even quicker. It's happening here. We're just being overwhelmed by other colored people. And the rape and murder rate is shooting through the roof, and whites are being outnumbered everywhere and slaughtered everywhere. And I really do believe that if people had listened 25 years ago and looked at South Africa, we could have stopped it there and stopped what's happening in Europe and the UK and beginning to happen here.
Well, I've come up with a term recently. It's one that I stole from a game manufacturer. It's called whack-a-mole. And
yes,
it's a little game that you have this padded mallet, and the little creatures stick their heads up, and when they pop up, you have to whack them back down. Otherwise,
yeah,
you get behind, you lose the game. This is what I'm suggesting and the pushback that is necessary in this country, because I'm sure you've noticed, Karen, how long you've been here in Texas?
7 years.
Okay, you've been here 7 years. So you've seen what has gone on in that seven-year period here. And
I'm horrified.
Yeah, you and I both, lady. I mean, seriously. This has happened to you. You were a witness to it. You had to get out, otherwise quite possibly lose your life. But I'm glad that you're still talking about this and bringing this to people's attention. I had a talk show host on this network at one time that absolutely loved Nelson Mandela. I said, the guy's a communist. Oh, no, he isn't. I said, yes, he is.
Yes, he was. I mean, he was banned, and the ANC were banned from America until 2008. And then suddenly overnight he was a hero, and we put statues to him everywhere. The man was a terrorist. He was responsible for the murder of thousands of civilian people, normal people like you and I, who went to a restaurant or were at a train station or reporting something at a police station. He was responsible for those bombings. And yet he's a world hero.
Yeah.
And we, the white people who tried to stop that, are pariahs wherever we go. The world does not want us.
Well, it seems that the same disease that's infected the minds in South Africa and the people that is supposed to be reporting what is classified as news, the same thing that's happened to the white South Africans or happened to the Palestinian people, because those people are being murdered as well.
Yes.
But the media never covers it in such a fashion.
John, you have to understand that a murder of a white family in South Africa is not just a drive-by shooting or an opportunistic crime. They come to your house when they know you're not at home, and they wait for you to come home. They tie up the father. They rape the mother. They boil the children in boiling water. They pour boiling oil down their throats. They hang them. They pull their nails out. They took an 84-year-old bedridden woman, six young black men, and drilled holes in her leg with an electric drill and watched her bleed out. These things take days while they eat your food and drink your whatever booze you might have in the house and celebrate. They sometimes cut the father's eyelids off so that he can't close his eyes and not look. And they often leave him alive just to show their power so that he can live in horror for the rest of his days. It's not just a plain, well, I shot them. They wrapped the baby in newspaper and baked her in the oven.
Oh, my God.
It's too terrible. If you just look up on the internet, farm murders in South Africa, and look at the pictures, if you have a strong enough stomach, you will be sick at what they're doing to these people. And the world is silent. I am the only one in America that is speaking out on a regular basis against this.
You know, it was rather fascinating to me. Several years ago, I was sent pictures from Mexico. And this was gang-related drug cartel. They wanted to send a message, so they decorated a bus stop with the heads of individuals. And I got a call from CNN. They wanted to know where I got those pictures. And I just simply said to them, I said, you have sources. Why don't you have them? And what they wanted was the source of those pictures
so they could stop it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
My website keeps on being taken down. My YouTube channel disappears and reappears. I've been told, don't try and come back to South Africa. You won't make it out of the airport.
Well, I don't doubt
somebody
that.
Somebody has to speak up. Somebody has to speak up. Damn it, it's 3.5 million people who are in dire danger, who are starving to death. Their kids are not being educated because if you don't have a fixed address, you can't send your kids to school. And it's just a dreadful situation. And I'm at my wit's end on how to continue helping them.
I don't know that much one individual can do except report on it and bring it to light such as you have been doing.
Well, I help asylees who come to this country. I help them to get on their feet here. I help them pay their tickets to get here. I raise money to keep these people in South Africa alive while we try and find a more permanent solution for them, which there doesn't seem to be. I built a school at one of the squatter camps. I didn't build it. I raised the money for it. A wonderful organization in South Africa, South African Family Relief Project, have bought a farm, and they are rescuing people from the squatter camps, re-educating them into jobs like welding and so on, and helping them get a start in life, making sure their kids are fed and educated. But their farm was set alight last week. So all the work they've done is now destroyed, and they have to start again. And I can't stand it, John. My soul is sick with this.
Well, how often do you do your radio program?
Once a week. I haven't been doing it at the moment because my son-in-law is dying of brain cancer. So I'm on call for my family 24/7. I have not done my radio program for about a month. I'm hoping to get back to it soon, but I do it once a week, and we do an online TV show once a week, which has also fallen by the wayside due to family responsibilities.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. Well, Karen, let's do this. I don't know what your timeline is. You're dealing with the unknowns here. But when your schedule clears up and the crisis passes here, and I'm talking about with the relative, well, let's talk, and maybe we can put you on this network.
John, that would be fantastic. Thank you very much. And I, despite my family problems, I did 9 shows last week. Because I feel
you mean interviews, Karen?
Yes, okay. Other people's shows.
Okay.
Because I'm desperate for these people. I'm at my wit's end. We have to reach somebody who can and is willing to do something to help them.
Well, whatever we can do to lend assistance with getting your word out, because it is a problem and is not being addressed. And, you know, I'm sitting here cringing when you're telling me about the torture techniques, the boiling oil and cutting off of eyelids and drilling old ladies' legs and God knows what else. It's almost beyond comprehension. I don't want to believe it, but I absolutely believe what you are telling me.
And just look on the internet. You will find details of it. You know, not in the mainstream, but on the internet you will find all of those stories. And it's terrible. It is just too terrible for words. And as I say, my soul is sick. I'm tired. I can't face these horrors every day and talk about them every day. But if I don't, who will?
That seems to be sometimes our lot in life. Who is willing to do it? You look around, nobody's there. Yeah, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, I'm afraid to say so. I've tried to quit many times. But the good Lord won't let me.
No, I understand the problem. Trust me. Jim in upstate New York. Hello, Jim. You got something to add here?
Yes, sir. I just had to buttress what you've been saying. People do not understand, you know, the amount of denigration of the people in South Africa. It's sad. It's deplorable. It's inhumane. But, you know, again, what it is in, you know, the, you know, network, news media, you never find out the truth. What she is speaking of is the absolute truth. It's the absolute truth. And I don't know. After that conversation, I was very curious how you feel.
Me personally?
Yes.
Oh, I'm just happy as hell when I hear about genocide. Jim, that's a serious question to me? Seriously?
No, I'm sorry. No, please, I did not mean to be condescending on that.
Well, you heard me offer her a radio program on the network. What do you think my thoughts on it actually are?
Oh, no, actually, she's on, I forget which program she's on, but, you know, she's been on this network numerous times, and that was the most passionate plea that I've ever heard her. You know, state, she doesn't know you. She doesn't know, you know, the whole, intricacy of RBM. But, you know, I think she hit a note with you, my friend.
All right. Well, Jim, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. I mean, it's, you know, I didn't pick the moniker for this network because you can't handle the truth, just as a little hook or, you know. It happens to be the truth. There is subject matter that it would have been to my benefit to tone down or eliminate, but I refuse to, because we've got a problem and we go to the root of the problem and expose what's causing it. There's so many people, Karen, that I've seen that they spend an inordinate amount of time hacking at the branches rather than trying to strike at the root to kill the evil tree.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane to watch this. It drives me nuts.
And the number of people who just say, well, you know, it's karma. You're a white South African. You were around in apartheid. You deserve this. John, nobody deserves to be killed like that. Nobody.
Well, and Karen, let me ask you the flip question here. Okay, so we lost in 25 years. There has been 58,000 or 85,000 murders.
85,000 whites.
How many?
That's only the whites.
Okay, how many white people killed blacks in South Africa?
I think there have been 2 white-on-black murders.
Wow.
In that time.
Wow. Well, Karen, I'm coming up to break here. So do me a favor. Stay in contact. Deal with your personal issues there. And then give us a call, and let's see if we can't schedule out. My weekend schedule is pretty full, but I sometimes rotate new programming in because it is of great import, and especially for people that cannot do multiple days. And I do not run consortium programs during the week because they never work. They never work.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Karen, do me a favor. Give Mike your number. He'll take you down. Your email and your phone number, and we will talk.
Thank you very much for giving me this time. I seem to have hijacked your show, which was not my intention.
No, I'm glad you just stepped right in. This is important. It's something that has to be dealt with, and people have to know about it.
Well, thank you very much for the time you've given me and for the kind offer.
Thank you, Karen, and I appreciate what you're doing very much. So.
Thank you, and good night to your listeners.
Okay. Some of these torture techniques I've never heard of before. These are brand new to me. Boiling oil poured down somebody's throat? Oh, my God, I can't even imagine that. I can't even imagine somebody doing that and then the recipient of this. Oh, my God. Well, it stands to reason why they want to take the guns, because they're not done murdering the rest of the population down there. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, quick question. Was it 30,000 were asked to turn in their guns or 300,000?
300,000.
Okay, so that's an army right there.
Pretty much.
So do they need direction to fight back, or are they just going to...
You know,
I mind them. I've heard her before, and I've watched, I've read some articles, and I've read their papers, and I've watched their stuff in Congress, where the black people say we got to kill the white people.
Yeah.
If I got 300,000 people with guns, you're not killing me.
Well, and have you heard kind of the similar tone taken in this country?
Oh, yeah. Deerfield, Illinois. Yeah. Boulder, Colorado, where you allegedly can't have a semi-automatic. Right 35 miles from my house. They passed an ordinance.
Passed an ordinance how? What was the ordinance?
Oh, that you couldn't have a semi-automatic handgun in the city limits. It's in court right now.
The assault, it takes place. We got to do the whack-a-mole thing. We should call it the whack-a-mole project. And just start beating the hell out of these people before we have to start shooting them to protect ourselves.
Exactly. And 300,000 in South Africa, they need to stand together.
Yeah, you got that right. Thanks, Mike.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Hello, Jerry. Hello. Did I lose him? I'm sorry. Okay. Well, he'll call back. In the meantime, let me do the story. South Africa calls for 300,000 gun owners to turn over their weapons. South Africa is opening the door for tyranny. Done by Jose Nino. The Constitutional Court of South Africa recently ruled that 300,000 gun owners must turn in their firearms. This judgment came in response to the North Gauteng High Court's ruling in 2017, which said Section 24 and Section 28 of the Firearms Control Act were unconstitutional. A report from the Citizen explains what Section 24 and 28 entail. Section 24 of the Act requires that any person who seeks to renew a license must do so 90 days before its expiration date. Section 28 stipulates that the firearms license has been canceled, the firearm must be disposed of or forfeited to the state. A 60-day time frame was placed on the disposal, which was to be done through a dealer. And as Karen Smith said, hey, you know, cops are taking these weapons and they're selling them. Now that the High Court's initial ruling has been overturned, gun owners who fail to renew their firearms license must hand in their firearms to the nearest police station where authorities will then proceed to destroy them. Yeah. Many native political observers will paint this event as a casual gun control scheme, but any astute student of politics will recognize that the floodgates are now open for further encroachments, not only on their gun rights of South Africans, but also others and the other facets of their lives. A look at South Africa's current political climate will give us an idea of the potential ramifications of this gun control scheme. Now, here's the question mark. Political trouble brewing in South Africa? Well, yeah. Through South Africa witnessed rising levels of economic freedom shortly after apartheid ended in 1994, the country has taken a more interventionist path to economic development in recent years. The situation is becoming more pronounced, with the South African National Assembly recently voting 241-83 to amend the South African Constitution to allow for land expropriation without compensation. And again, I point out the other day I saw a story said, oh, no. No, we're compensating people. No, they're not. They're just outright stealing it. The socialist-leaning African National Congress, the ANC, well, left-leaning, the communist ANC, and the economic freedom fighters, parties are being are leading for change for the expropriation under the banner of fixing racial disparities that have supposedly remained intact since apartheid's conclusion. Jeez, is this kind of a twisted? My God in heaven. While the land confiscation has not been officially finalized, South Africans should worry about the direction their country is going. Worrying about where it's going? Where the hell you been for 25 years? You know, I kind of in agreement here. If you've got weapons and murders are going on, what do you think the guns are for? Just personal protection? Not to come to the aid of your next farmer neighbor? Not to put down the communists in your own country? Eventually, folks, this could quite possibly be this kind of scenario in this country. Here they call them Democrats. Take the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.